The Mishnah here, Malikatan Daf Chesam Abeis, is the source for the Inyan of not having chasanas during the Moed, during Chol HaMoed in Yontif. Now, just as a preface, I'm not discussing the issue of getting married on Shabbos. That's a different din in making kinyanim and ksiva, why we don't get married on Shabbos. There's a famous shuva of the Ramah, in which he matered a woman to get married on Shabbos, b'shem kavod abrios, and that's a very important shuva. And there are times when a person needs to align that shuva lamaisa. There are cases sometimes, even b'zman hazeh, where they find out that the wedding was on Thursday, and something happened incorrectly at the chasna in retrospect. The ring was wrong, something like that, whatever it was. And there are cases where the rabbi will go back and conduct a very small kedushin and marriage on Shabbos to use that shuva of the Ramah. But that's not our discussion right now. We're going to leave Shabbos as a whole sugya for another time. So the Mishnah says we don't have weddings on Chol HaMoed because it's a simcha. And the Gemara then gives different reasons why we don't marry on Chol HaMoed. So let's go through all four. The first one is Ein Marvin Simcha. The simcha, we don't celebrate two rejoiceful periods together. So the Shagas Ari has Chuvas and Simon Samach Hei through Samach Tes. He has four Chuvas in a row where he says there's a mitzvah of Simcha nowadays, even though there's no Korbanos by Yantif. Usually we say V'samachta b'chagecha with the basar of the Korbanos, the meat of the Korbanos, but even nowadays there's Simchas as the Shagas Ari. And this is the sheet of the Rabbim Hilchos Yantif in Perek Vav as well. However, Tosos in Moed Katan in five blot from now on Daf Yadalad says that simchas midrabanan without korbanos as well. You don't need korbanos to have the simcha. And the Mishabura in Tavkuf Chavtes and Sifkat and Tesvav says that simcha is min haTorah like the Rambam. And the Rambam says that mitzvah simcha is also on Chol HaMoed as well. So we're essentially going with the assumption that simcha is midoraisa even without the korbanos like the sheet of the Rambam. Tosa says it's only midrabanan. And therefore you have Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha midoraisa on both levels. The simcha of the chasana and the simcha of the wedding itself. So Tosis explains over here that it's Exeris HaKasiv from Shlomo HaMelech where they celebrated the Chanukah space on Migdash separately from Simchas Yantif. And this makes it a Din D'Oraisa, meaning Shlomo HaMelech could have enjoyed the celebrations of building the Mesa Migdash on Sukkot, but he wanted to separate them, to have it before. That's why, as we discussed in the past, the Yom Kippur, which they never observed, and that's a long sugya. How did they do that? In the Gemara in Yuma. But here, we see clearly, and according to Tosus and many, many Mefarshim, the din of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha is a din d'oraisa. Tosus then, the third sheet in Tosus, cites the Yerushalmi, which says that we learn Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha from Lavan. Lavan waited and said, we can't marry Rachel again after marrying Leah. We have to wait till the end of Sheva Brachos, and then you'll marry the end of Sheva Brachos. Many people who are not paying attention to Chumash Rashi don't realize that Yaakov got married a week later, not 7 years later. He got married a week later, and then he worked for 7 years afterwards. Why? So because Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, we couldn't have the marriage in that Sheva Brachos week after marrying Leah. Now, Tzarach Ian on this, because it's Kodem Matan Torah, and we generally don't paskin halacha for things for Matan Torah. And also, Lavan was a Rasha, which is another sugi as well. But we've discussed as well the issue of the din of the younger marrying before the older. Do we learn that from Lavan as well? Is that the Fnei Matan Torah as well, and also from a Rasha? But nevertheless, that's the second sheet in Tosos. And the third sheet in Tosos is that this is simply an extension of the other well-known din of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, that we don't bunch mitzvos together. And Ein Varav Simcha B'Simcha is simply an extension of the same idea as well. And that if you can't give each mitzvah its full kavanah of the two mitzvos at the same time, you shouldn't do it as well. That's shita number one in the Gemara, Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. The second shita is because a person will become preoccupied with his rejoicing over his wife, and he'll neglect the Simcha Siyantif, and the Pasuk says, V'samachta b'chagecha, v'lo b'ishtecha, now with one's wife, you have to focus on the Yantif as well. Tosus says as well, this is a drasha min haTorah, a real drasha min d'oraisa, and the Bir HaGra in Tavkuf Mem Vav in the beginning there in Shulchan Aruch says that based on this, there's no issue with the Sudas Mitzvah for a Bris Milah, because that's a specific drasha of v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. That doesn't include your child if you have a bris milah. And therefore the Gra says you can have a sudos bris milah with all the tripping, with all the trimmings and the little train and the bears and all the blue cookies, whatever you want to have, it's all fine because it's not an issue against this drasha, which is only by one's wife. So therefore, the first two reasons of the Gemara are midoraisa, almost according to everyone. The third shita is that getting married involves many preparations and exertions. It's a tircha, and it's going to take away from yantif. That is understandably a derabbanan. They made a gzeira not to do it because it's going to take away from yantif. And the fourth is because if we're allowed to marry in Chol HaMoed, then everyone's going to postpone their wedding, so it's a convenient time when everyone will be free to come to the wedding, and thus leading to bitul puravu, people not trying to start families. We see from this language as well that it's a bitul. If a person could have a child and they're not doing it, it's not just a postponement of the mitzvah. You're being mevatel the mitzvah. The language of bitul puravu, you're being mevatel the mitzvah at all times that you have the ability, but you're not doing it, and it would be potentially a positive thing to do. Nevertheless, according to this reason, it's usher to get married in Chol HaMoed, and rather, it's not that it's usher to get married, right? It's not an isser. If you do get married, you're not violating an isser, but rather it's a derabbanan to make sure people aren't mevatel puravu. But on its own, there's nothing wrong with the marriage on Chol HaMoed, meaning if it naturally fell out, there would be no problem. But we don't do it anyway because we don't want to encourage other people to get married on Chol HaMoed. That's also certainly a derabbanan. So two reasons d'oraisa, two reasons derabbanan. The Gemara in Ksuvos Mem Zayim also seems to assume that a person can get married on Shabbos and Yontif as well. And Tosus asks, what about V'samachta B'chagecha? Tosus in Ksuvos says, V'samachta B'chagecha. So Tosus then proceeds to say that perhaps it just means before Yontif, meaning Tosefus Yontif is Mida Raisa. Before Yontif, maybe, in those few minutes beforehand, maybe that would be permissible as well. And that would be a nafkamina for the chakira as to whether Tosefus Shabbos and Tosefus Yontif actually creates Kedushas Hayom, the famous machlokes in the Taz and the Marshal. Is it create Kedushas Hayom, Tosefus Shabbos and Yontif, or is it just an Isra Malacha? Meaning, does it flip the day when you're Mekabel Shabbos and Yontif early, or is there just an Isra Malacha that comes with it as well? According to this answer in Tosos, there's only an Isra Malacha during Tosefus Shabbos, but there's no Kedushas Hayom, and therefore you can get married. You can't do malacha, but you could get married because there's no kedusha sayom, there's no simcha shal yantif in those hour before yantif as well, and that would be okay. The second answer in Tosus is that the father could hand her over to shluchei bal or make a nesuin without a suda as well, meaning if he hands it over to a shaliach of the bal, so then maybe it's not such a big simcha as well because it's just the shaliach, the messenger who's carrying out the simcha, or maybe just make the wedding without a suda and there won't be enough simcha as well without a meal. This is not such a big simcha to not have the suda there. This opinion may hold that Tosefus Yontif is Yontif Mamish and therefore you don't want to do anything in Tosefus Yontif. So it has to come on to a new reason of either getting married through a shaliach or getting married without having a meal. Those are the two reasons in Tosos. The Tur Yevin, again the Shagas Aryeh, says in our Gemara that the Gemara could be referring to Rosh Hashanah. Maybe you can get married in Rosh Hashanah. Because there is a Yantif, but there's no din of Simcha. There's no din of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, Min HaTorah, says the Shagas Aryeh, one could get married on Rosh Hashanah. That would be okay, says the Shagas Aryeh. So this certainly touches upon the bigger issue. If there, in fact, a din of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, there's a Machlokas Gaonim, whether we mention Simcha on the davening Rosh Hashanah as well, and Rav Bezalel Zhilti in the Mishnah Sefer has a long piece about this for that nafkamina. The fourth reason would be the fourth answer would be Gemara Msachim Daf Ayinam and Aleph. This is that the mitzvah of Simcha Yantif doesn't apply on the first night of Yantif. That's what the Gemara says. The first night of Yantif, there's no Simchas Yantif, because the Iker Simcha is during the daytime. And this is, in fact, a Machlokas Achronim. If you look in the Shari Tshuva, in Simen Tav Kuf Chavtes, so we discussed this Machlokas was the din of Simcha on the night of Yantif as well. Maybe you could get married at night, and there wouldn't be an issue of Simcha of the wedding versus the Simcha of the Moed at the end of the day. So what do we do halacha l'maisa? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tav Kuf Mem Vav that we don't marry during the Moed, whether the woman is a besula or she's a widow, and we don't do yibum as well. And the Mishbur writes it in the first Sif Katan, that even nesuin without a suda is usur, you'll get married, you'll put the ring on, and everyone's going to go home and not have anything, still would be a problem. The Mishbur says in the next Sif Katan, that according to most achronim, there's no issue of making an engagement party or a tanaim as well. The person who wants to make a shidduch and get engaged during Chol HaMoed or Yontif, by all means, go ahead, it doesn't have the same level of simcha. The Taz considers this to be a simcha And therefore, the answer that the poskim say, that if one does want to have an engagement party or tanayim, if one is chassidish and they're going to have a full tanayim during Chol HaMoed, so you should do it without bread. So you don't have, it's not a sudas mitzvah. So just have the cakes and the cookies and the schnapps, and that would be fine. But don't have bread in order to be choshesh for the shita of the taz, that it shouldn't be a real din in a sudas mitzvah and be a real issue of simcha on Chol HaMoed. The Shulchan Aruch continues in Sif Beis that one may remarry a grushaso, as we saw in the Gemara here, and the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Gimel that you can marry anyone in the day before Yontif and make a suda during the Moed, whether she's a besul or a widow as well. And the Mishabur writes in Sif Katan Yud that the Achronim prefer that in this case the wedding take place during the morning, so the chasen and kala can be besimcha for at least one day before the regel, and they can have one suda during chol. So it shouldn't be the whole Sheva Brachos going into the Moed. They should at least have the first day v'samachta with one's ishtacha, with one's wife, before the moed begins properly. And the Magen Avraham says that the minhag is not to get married on Erev Yontif, nevertheless, unless it's a tzorech gadol. So we also do not have Erev Yontif weddings in order to be mekayim this shita of the Magen Avraham. So that is halacha l'mais regarding weddings and by Chol HaMoed and Simchas Yontif. And halacha l'mais, so we can get engaged and have tanaim and things like that during Chol HaMoed. What about Purim? Purim is a bit of a question. So the Tshuva HaRashba writes in Chelek Gimel and Simen Reish Ayin Vav that even though you cannot marry on Chol HaMoed, you may get married on Purim. The day of Purim is not a Chag, and therefore it's not under the heading of the Samachta B'Chagecha. So what's the issue, says the Tshuva HaRashba? In addition, there's no concern about people waiting to wed during the Moed to save money, because Purim is only one day. And what are you going to do with the rest of Sheva Brachas? So it's not going to save money anyway.
You save the
suda. But also for the Sheva Brachas. Part of the saving of the money is with the Sheva Brachas as well. And by
the Sheva Brachas is not a lot. It's only if you want to be with Sameach.
But it is a din d'oraisa to Simchas Chasan V'Kala. I'm saying there is a...
You don't have to have Sheva Brachas.
But we do. So people want to do it and save. So therefore in order to save, he says, people are not going to think about Purim at the end of the day. And this is Saiva Halacha by the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Purim in Simen Tov Reish Tzadi Vav. In fact, in the Piskei Tshuvas, which I'm usually loath to quote, but here he has an interesting source, in Chelek Vav by Hilchos Purim on page Tov Kuf Tzadi Tes, he says that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arvach got married on Shushan Purim Erev Shabbos in Yerushalayim. And and that was the simcha that they had. So halacha l'maisa.
In
Israel, in Yerushalayim, it was proper Purim, and therefore Shlomo Zalman Arvach got married on Purim. Halacha l'maisa. That's what the Piskei Tshuvas writes. Comes the Pri Chadash, and he asks why the Rashba doesn't address the issue of ein marvin simcha b'simcha. You explain v'samachta b'chagecha. You explain saving money by the moed. But what about ein marvin simcha b'simcha? And therefore the Pri Chadash says, the Rashba is wrong. We should not follow the Rashba, and it's usher to get married on Purim. The Magen Avraham and Sifkat and Yudches there by Hilchos Purim also asks, ein marvin simcha b'simcha? V'samachta b'chagecha is one drasha. What about ein marvin simcha b'simcha? So the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra and Simon Samach Beis says that you can marry multiple women on the same day and have one Sheva Brachos for all of them by the Chuppah. You can have one under the chuppah, you could have all three wives at the same time and make one Sheva Brachos under the chuppah. However, each wife, says the Shulchan Aruch, has to have her own week of Sheva Brachos. So if you marry three wives on the same day, for the next 21 days, you're going to have Sheva Brachos, 7 days for each one. Yeah, I guess you can roll dice, or whatever the order is, you postpone each one.
Each order.
So it gets centrally, so it doesn't have to be contiguous with the...
Correct. So, if so, says the Magen Avraham. Why, says the Shulchan Aruch, why is it, can we do all three wives with the same Sheva Brachas? Ein marvin simcha b'simcha. We don't mix simcha to simcha. So if so, we see, the Shulchan Aruch knows, is aware, Paskins like the opinion of Ein Marvin Simcha V'Simcha. It holds like that in Hilchos Eben Ezer. So why not by Hilchos Purim, says the Magen Avraham. Therefore he concludes that one should get married on Erev Purim and then have the Suda on Purim in order to be Mekayim this question on the Shulchan Aruch. The Orchas Chaim in Hilchos Megillah says we don't say Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha for a Simcha Midirabbanan. And Purim is a holiday, it's a derabanan. Another reason perhaps to be lenient, there's a tshuva of a ksav sofer in Simen Kuf Lamed Ches. He says that the Rambam always cites the proof of Lavan to learn Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Whenever the Rambam discusses the principle of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, not to join multiple Simchas together, he always quotes the source as being Lavan. And this is before Matan Torah. And therefore the entire concept of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha must be Midirabbanan, says the Ksav Sofer, because he's learning it from Lavan, and it just must be an Asmachta for the rabbinic law of not mixing Simcha B'Simcha, and therefore there's no issue of marrying on Purim, because it's only a Din D'Rabbanan over here, and perhaps the Rabbanan were not Gozer in this case. Okay, let's stop here.